Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC. We do a cattle on feed preview after this.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Coming up this Friday, cattle on feed set of numbers will be released by USDA at 2 p.m. Central Time. And these numbers expected to show probably more placements, less marketings, and perhaps slightly more cattle on feed April 1 of this year compared to 1 year ago. But he says the experts, the pre-report guesses, are all over the place.
Compared to recent months where we've had a very wide range, especially on placements in the pre-report estimates, we think that pattern continues. We see the range of placements is probably down 7% from a year ago for the month of March to up 4% from last year's level. And there's a lot of uncertainty here. First of all is the economic situation. It's very clear that in January and February, the profitability in the cattle feeding sector, which is clearly the best that it's been since the spring of 2010, has certainly dragged cattle, and there was profitability on the cattle feeding side, pulled cattle into feed yards. That caused year-to-year increases in placements in January and February. Will that continue? We have the drought that you've talked about and the uncertain pasture and range conditions that may have pushed animals into feed yards. And then also the California situation with the plant closure in Southern California. Clearly, cattle are probably not being placed into California feed yards, but are they also being placed into other feed yards from there? So there's kind of these competing forces that lead to this very wide range on placements. We have placements down about 2% from a year ago. That's about mid of the range, maybe to the high side. Marketings will be down about 4% from last year because we just had less fed cattle to market. It's not that we delayed marketings. That'll leave us an on-feed inventory of 99 to 100% of a year ago. 100% of a year ago, even though it was 99.5% the prior month, that's a number that probably is not very sustainable given the total pool of cattle available is still shrinking in the United States due to our reductions in the cow herd in recent years. But certainly something to watch, and I think that wide range really does indicate the uncertainty in the marketplace and kind of these cross currents that we're trying to get a handle on, and we will get a better picture as we get the USDA report.
Jim Robb says that keeping feedlot numbers roughly even with a year ago, not sustainable. Next couple of cattle on feed reports, we're very likely to see a fall off in actual on feed numbers.
I think we'll see placements come down. We're apt to see in the short term the marketing rate pick up. Marketings pick up as we did place cattle against the spring months. That ought to bring us rather consistently back to where we were about a year ago with year-to-year declines in the on-feed inventory that are rather significant. So, as you say, the first few months of this year, maybe not really indicative of the tight cattle supplies that we will really see for the balance of 2014, at least on the fed cattle side.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 500 head and featuring 150 Angus bulls, 125 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, you can go to expressranches.com and download the sale catalog. That's expressranches.com. For more information, you can give them a call at 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale, April 25th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.